So you're saying you have a song?
Yeah, so I'm working on it. It hasn't been recorded yet. Hopefully by the end of this month. I have to finish writing it, actually. But so I have three monitors, right? Uh-huh. I have four monitors, actually, in my room.
Okay.
And on these three monitors, I also use, like, the Windows desktop option. So, like, you can switch, right?
Yeah.
So I have three monitors up, and then I'll have on one monitor just, like, something to watch, right? Just kind of distract me every now and then. And I'll have, like, a bunch of tabs open in that. And then on my other side, I'll have, like, Slack and Discord. And then in my middle screen, what I'll have is, like, whatever I'm currently working on. So it's usually a VM of some sort that I'm in. And sometimes I don't notice because I have about four or five different Google Chrome profiles. I'll have different things open and I won't remember to close all of them. And so between my two desktops, I'll have maybe about 20, 30 tabs open and half of them are just, you know, just been sitting there. And so I was like, man, I got a lot of tabs in my browser. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song called Tabs in the Browser because why not, right? I come up with the most ridiculous things and it's going to be like a trap song, sort of. I don't even write trap music normally, but it's going to be like a trap song about just having tabs in your browser. It's going to be great. I promise that this song is going to be one of the most fun and random and relatable songs. Because even on my phone, like I'll have a bunch of tabs open every time I look up something new and I'll forget to close the other ones. And I think that's how it is for most people.
Do you want to share any of it now?
I don't have any verses written. I have the hook written. I have the beat ready.
Okay.
I actually don't have any verses written for that one yet.
Okay.
But I'm hoping to have it done in like in the next week or so.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm trying to get things done before I go to South by Southwest. So.
Nice. What's a trap song for those that don't know?
It's just a form of, a very popular form of hip hop from the South.
Okay.
I think it was born in Atlanta, if I'm quoting that correctly. I don't remember.
Really?
But it has very distinct, like a lot of the current hip hop artists or rap artists that you hear now, Migos, for example, or Lil Yachty, or anybody with Lil in their name, really. It's just a style of hip-hop.
Okay, cool. Anything else you could share with us now? Lyrics or...
Man, I've been telling people I'm going to write more songs.
Acapella stuff or anything.
So I do have a song called Domain. And I think it might actually be the outro song. I'm not sure.
It is, yep.
Okay. That song I wrote because I'm assuming that most people are familiar with Dual Core. He and I are friends. We talk every now and then.
Okay.
And I originally asked him to be on that song, but it was a very short time frame. And I think he was busy traveling to like Brazil or something. He's always somewhere. And I was like, you know what? I need a song for my resume because I want to be interesting. Yeah. No kidding. I wrote the song because I wanted something interesting to put on my resume at the end.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I'll do like a whole album. I ended up not doing it, but I was like, I'm going to use this song. So people like maybe can listen to it while they read through my resume or something like that. And this whole song is just about pen testing. It's kind of wild.
That's sweet, man. I mean, that's how I found you. You know, I even retweeted, I think. So
I appreciate that.
It was just awesome. It was just pretty cool.
Yeah, once I'm done with my current project, I plan on putting out a hacking album, I guess.
Okay.
And so I'll talk to Whitey Cracker and Dual Core and some of the other people who have been in or around this very niche genre of music.
Yeah.
So
I met someone else and she's also a rapper and trying to get her on the show, but that's taking time. So it's just a cool genre.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Any thoughts of trying to get onto the DEF CON 27 CD?
I'm not familiar with the CD, but I did apply to perform there this year. So hopefully that works out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they have a CD that's included with the registration they release every year.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
I've actually never been to DEF CON.
Okay.
So this is my first year going.
Oh, that's awesome. I think we should make a meetup for all the guests that have been on the show or something like that. That'd be kind of fun.
I'll be there.
But yeah, they release a CD every year with various artists. So check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks. That was fun.
Yeah.